Hello, it is Coach Clem. You are right now listening to the week 4 coached speedrun. If you are not currently walking or jogging, let's get to it while I explain today's workout. Today's workout has a few different segments. The first segment is 2 minutes, three times. So we'll be doing our speed pace, that's 7 or 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 intensity for 2 minute stretches, followed by a minute of rest, and we'll do that 3 times. The next segment is our favorite. It's that 4 minute segment. We'll be doing that twice, followed by a minute 30 of rest, plenty of rest. That segment is gonna be so important to make sure we're pacing ourselves and that we're really finding our rhythm. The segment after that is doing a 3 minute stretch 2 times. This is really gonna test your endurance and also build that mental strength as we push through for a 3 minute segment with 1 minute of rest in between each. And our final segment is the most fun part of the workout. We're ending with 2 1-minute sprints, each followed by a minute of rest. This is where you lay it all on the table and you show yourself what you're made of. We are going to go ahead and get this workout started. Like I said, you should be jogging by this point as we enter into our warm-up. Our warm-up is our time to mentally and physically prepare for what we're about to do. You've heard the workout. Now is the time to start channeling that inner voice to be positive. Now is the time to start believing in yourself, and now is the time to focus on your form, staying nice and relaxed through your body, pumping your arms forward, making sure there's no side-to-side motion there, relaxing through your shoulders, relaxing through your jaws, and just enjoying that you have already won this workout. You have showed up, and that is what matters. We are gonna get through this together. We are gonna keep on working, and we're gonna have some fun today. Preparing ourselves for the upcoming workout. In this part of our warm-up, we'll do a few pickups, just 10 to 15 seconds to increase our turnover and make sure we are priming our body, getting ready for the work ahead.
I ain't trying to tell you what to do, but try to play cool. Baby, I ain't playing by your rules. Everything better with a view. I can love you.
We're gonna go through our first pickup in five. In three, two, one, pick up your pace just slightly, making sure that your steps are faster, your arms are pumping harder, you're driving your knees. We're picking it up and holding it here for the next 10. And bringing it back down to our warm-up pace in 3, 2, 1. Nice and easy. Feeling your breath here. Enjoying your run, connecting with your body, being grateful for what you're able to do today. Let's make a commitment to focus on the positives during this run. We are going to focus on this run, what is going right. We are going to commit to not letting that negative voice in our head take over, and no matter what pace we're going, no matter how much we're suffering, we are going to be positive and grateful for it. Getting ready for our next 10-second push-up. Pick up in 3, 2, 1. Picking it up just for 10 seconds. And bringing it back down to that warm-up pace in 3, 2, 1. Prime for this workout. We're gonna get into that first two minute interval in about 30 seconds. So continue jogging right now. And just as a reminder, this first segment of the workout is 2 minutes on speed pace with 1 minute of rest. And you're gonna do that 3 times. I really want you to treat this part of your warm up or of your workout as a finding your pace. Do not overdo it on these 2 minute stretches because we do have a long workout ahead of us. Focus on control and managing your pace. You're gonna feel great right out of the gate, and that's amazing. We need to harness that energy and make it last all workout long. We're gonna be picking it up into our first 2 minute sprint in 10. We're taking off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Taking off for that first 2 minute sprint. Let's go. Conserving our pace and focusing on our form the entire time for this segment. We are pumping our arms forward and driving our knees forward, and we are focusing on deep, deep breaths, inhaling through our nose, exhaling through our mouth as we channel this energy for the next 90 seconds of this segment. Continue pushing forward, continue maintaining control of your pace and focusing on your form. You are already halfway through this first 2 minute interval. You got a minute to go before you get that nice long rest, so keep going forward, keep it in control, and continue finding the positives in this workout. Focusing on what is going right, what has gone well today for you. You showed up, so that's something you did right. You have 40 seconds left. Let's go. You have 15 seconds left now. Continue focusing on pumping those arms and driving those knees and taking those deep, deep breaths. Inhaling through our nose, exhaling through our mouth. We are down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, down. Amazing job. We're now into our minute of rest. You can be walking right now or jogging. Taking our deep, deep breaths, recovering. You are done with that first 2-minute segment. We're going to be on to the next one. And we're just going to focus on crushing this workout one segment of it at a time. That's all we can do is focus on the present. We're not going to worry about what's happening next. We're just going to keep moving forward. If you're not yet jogging, now is the time to make sure you're jogging. We have 30 seconds left of rest. We're taking off in 10. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're taking off. You are finding that speed pace again. This is your second 2-minute interval. You have the hang of this. You know how long 2 minutes feels, and you know that you can do this. So keep pumping those arms forward and think about this. You already got one of these done. You know you can do it. Believe in yourself right now and set the tone for the rest of your workout right here, right now. Let's go.
She says, good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Good morning, wake up, wake. Wake up, wake. Wake up and get yourself to church.
Of this 2-minute segment, check in with yourself. How are you feeling right now? What is that voice inside your head saying? Is it focusing on the positives? Is it focusing that you are in here and you are doing it right now? That is what you need to be channeling. You have 45 seconds left of this interval, and you need to be telling yourself, you got this. You have it in the bag. You are just getting started, and you are feeling great. We're 30 seconds out from this second 2-minute interval being over. Show yourself that you can do this. Set the tone for the rest of this workout. We're resting in 10. Show yourself for the next 10 seconds just what you're made of. Let's go. And we're down in 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing job. You are either walking or jogging right now. We're still moving forward, catching our breaths, taking those deep, deep, deep inhales through our nose and exhaling through our mouth, bringing our heart rate back down and thinking about this. We have one more 2-minute segment left. After that, no more 2-minute segments. So let's go. We are getting ready. We're at the halfway point of this minute of rest. If you are not currently jogging, now is the time to start jogging. For this next 2-minute segment coming up, I want you to focus on what you have already done well. You've already crushed 4 minutes of this workout. In 10, we're taking off, and you are focusing on what you've already accomplished and letting that carry you through this final 2-minute stretch. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Taking off again for the final 2-minute stretch of this segment. Trusting in your body, knowing you can do this. You've already shown yourself twice before you've done it. So let's let that carry us through the rest of this segment. Pumping our arms forward, believing in ourselves, finding the positives. Keep it up. Keep on going. We're 30 seconds into this first 2-minute segment. You have 90 seconds left. You know exactly what 90 seconds feels like.
At this after party, we're still going, going strong. Speed so fast like a Ferrari. We get wilder like on Safari. We still going, going strong.
We're halfway through this 2-minute segment. You have 1 more minute left. Continue controlling your pace. Continue focusing on the fact that you are in charge of this workout right now. You get to decide what you get out of it, and you get to decide how you show up for yourself today. Being here is over half the battle. You have 45 seconds left in this segment. Let's go. Out from another 1 minute of rest. Come on, show up for the next 30 seconds and believe in yourself.
See the ocean there in your eyes in slow motion. We see the sunrise. We are in a zone.
In 10, we are winding back down for another rest. Show yourself, set the tone for the rest of this workout. Let's go. We will be one segment deep and we are winding down in 3, 2, 1. Nice work. Taking those deep, deep, deep breaths in through our nose and exhaling through our mouth. We are either walking or jogging at this point. We have a full minute of rest before we go into our 4 minute segment. It's just 2 of them. I know that's one more than the last time, but I also know that you are stronger than when you did this last week. You have accomplished more than when you did this last week. You are a different person and you are gonna be able to do this. We're halfway through this minute of rest, so if you are walking, now is the time to start jogging. Keep controlling your breathing, and for these 4 minutes, you are gonna focus on control. You're gonna focus on maintaining your pace, not speeding up or slowing down, just sitting right where you can be. We're taking off in 10. In 5, we're leaving the station. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Pick it up. We got a 4 minute segment, and we are gonna show ourselves how strong we are for this 4 minute segment. You are going to focus on what you can control. You can control your arms pumping forward. You can control the tension in your body, making sure that we're relaxing through our shoulders. There are no clenched jaws. We are wiggling our toes. We're checking in with ourselves, and we are continuing to drive forward. This time is gonna fly by. The more you think on the positives, the more you tell yourself how grateful you are that you showed up for this, the faster it is gonna go by. So you get to choose. What are you putting into this, and what are you taking out of it? You are 45 seconds into this first minute. Take it 1 minute at a time. Let's go. You are a minute into this first 4 minute stretch. Think of how that feels. You only have 3 minutes left of this. You've already done a 4 minute stretch before in your life, so you know you can do it again. Continue focusing on the control and just maintaining the pace. Focusing on staying where you are and not letting yourself slow down, but also not letting yourself speed up. Control is so important in these workouts. Come on, we got this. You're 90 seconds in. Coming up on the halfway point of this stretch, that means there are 2 minutes left, and 2 minutes, you know how it feels. You've done it 1,000 times at this point in Run Club. You know you can do this, so keep focusing on believing in yourself. I know that your quads are tired. I know that you are feeling exhausted. I know that you're sweating. I know that your heart is pumping. These are happening for all of us. What differentiates us from others is how we respond to these things. So let's show up big right now. You're at 2:30, you have 90 seconds left. Crush it. Make sure that you are ending this 90 seconds on a high note. Thank you. just like that, you are 3 minutes in. You have 1 minute left of this first 4 minute segment. Remember, you are in control right now. You get to decide how you show up. You get to decide where you're going, and you get to decide what you're investing into this right now. You have 45 seconds left, and honey, the mantra is, let's just hold on. 45 seconds left, come on. We're 15 seconds out from our minute and 30 of rest. Make sure you are holding on to that pace. You're not slowing down. You have 10. And we get our rest in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Woo! All right, taking this minute and 30 of rest, you have earned every single second of it. Throwing your arms up above your head. You are currently walking or jogging. We're moving forward. Whatever has happened so far in this workout, leave it behind you. Leave it behind you. Do not let this workout define you so far, because you still have some of it to go. You get to continue showing up for yourself for the rest of this workout. Focus on what is going well right now. The fact that you're still here means you're doing an amazing job. If you are not currently jogging, now is the time to jog. We're about halfway through this rest segment, so you have 45 seconds of rest left, and it's time to mentally prepare ourselves for the next 4 minute stretch. You just did a 4 minute stretch, so you know you can do it again. Remember, we're focusing on control. We are focusing on maintaining our pace. You're going to want to go off and just focus on moving one foot in front of the other. In 20 seconds, we're taking off, and you're not seeing 4 minutes again for the rest of the workout, so you better bet we are going to make the most of this next 4 minutes together. Come on, in 10, we are leaving, and we are finding out what we're made of. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. You are taking off on your second 4 minute stretch. And we are showing up for ourselves today. Because if we don't show up for ourselves, who else will? Let's continue focusing on our positives, focusing on what we can control, pumping our arms forward, driving our knees. Ignoring the suffering that is going on. I know it burns. I know this is hard. It's hard for everyone. But how you respond to it is what sets you apart. So keep moving forward. You are 1 minute into this stretch. That means you have 3 minutes left. You can continue repeating after me, just hold on. Continue putting one foot in front of the other and continue focusing on what you can control. You're almost to your halfway point. You know you can get through a 2 minute stretch. You've done that 1,000 times at this point. Keep focusing on moving forward, continue pumping your arms, and continue believing in yourself. That is by far the most important part of this workout, is that you believe that you can do it. You're already at the halfway point. Come on. Just hold on. 2 more minutes of holding on. I know you can do this. You've done it before. You have already shown yourself that you can do this. You just got to show up for it. Yeah. is that voice inside your head saying right now? Check in with yourself. Is it speaking positively to you, or is it speaking negatively? Because if it's speaking negatively, you better flip that script and focus on you. That negative voice serves nothing but to destroy you. You have to overcome that. You have to break down that wall. You have 1 minute left in this 4 minute stretch, and you need to show yourself that you can do this now. We have 30 seconds left. That is it in this 4 minute segment. Believe in yourself, and remember, we are holding on. That's it. We are just holding on to this pace. I'm not going to ask you to go any faster. I'm just asking that you do not give up on yourself for the next 15 seconds. Let's go. Show up for yourself right now. And now we get a minute 30 of rest in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing job. I know those 4 minute stretches are tough, but you get another minute 30 of rest. You crushed both of those 4 minute stretches, so way to go. Our next segment is 3 minutes, and we're gonna do that twice. So think about this. You just did 4 minutes twice. You know you can do 3 minutes twice. It is a whole minute less, and you're getting a minute of rest in between each one of those. If you are not yet jogging, please start jogging. We're about halfway through this rest segment. Taking some very deep breaths in through our nose, exhaling through our mouth. We're taking off in 30 seconds, preparing for our next 3 minute stretch. And again, we're focusing on the positives and we're focusing on control. Find something that happened to you today that was great and just focus on that, because focusing on the positives is what is going to carry you through the 3 minute stretch that's ahead of you. We're taking off in 10, in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 3 minutes ahead of you, and you already know that you are a badass and you can do this. So keep it up. Pumping those arms forward, driving those knees, and focusing on controlling your pace, focusing on controlling your breathing, focusing on controlling your mind. You are in charge of this workout and you can do this.
Sit down. Am I the only one who's been mistaken? 'Cause you're the only one who keeps me waiting. Do you know how much time I would be saving if I didn't let you into my head? Let you into my bed. Oh no, I've done it again.
We are a minute into this first 3 minute segment. That means you have 2 minutes left of just holding on. You are way over halfway done with this workout. If you don't believe in yourself yet, then come on, girl. Let's go. Believe in ourselves right now. Right now, choose yourself. Choose how you are going to set the tone for the rest of this workout. I don't care what happened the last minute. You are focusing on this minute right here, right now, for the next 30 seconds. Let's go. Just like like that. You are 2 minutes down to this first 3 minute segment. You're in your final minute of it. Show up for yourself right now and show yourself what you are made of. This is where grit is found. This is where strength is built. Show up, build your strength, find your grit. Let's go. 45 seconds left.
Stop saying that you're mine. I'ma need a better reason to be spending all my time with you. If you leave me, I'll be fine. I'ma need a better reason to be wasting my time with you.
We have 30 seconds left. Continue holding on to that pace. If you need to focus on three words, it is just hold on. Come on. You know you can do this. You have got this in the bag. You have 10 seconds left before we get a full minute of rest. And we are winding it down in 3, 2, 1. Woo! Amazing job. Throwing those arms up over that head. Taking deep, deep breaths in through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth. You are either walking or jogging right now. And mentally preparing yourself for the next 3 minutes of work. If you are not yet jogging, now is the time to start slowly jogging, remembering forward is a pace. We are taking off on this final 3 minute stretch in 15. In 10, we're going to find that speed pace and hold on for 3 more minutes. That's all I'm asking. In 3, 2, 1, let's go. Picking it up, driving our arms forward, driving our knees higher. We can do this. We are going to focus on this segment 1 minute at a time. That's it. Just 1 minute at a time, and we are just going to keep on holding on. You're 30 seconds into this first minute. You know that you can do this. That means you have 2 minutes and 30 seconds left, and you are just going to keep on putting one foot in front of the other. We are just now hitting that minute mark. That means you have 2 minutes left. And I want you to focus on what you can control. Again, that is the theme of this workout. What can we control? You can control your arms pumping back and forth. You can control how you drive your knees, and you can control your attitude. You get to decide how you feel about this. You can either say, oh, this sucks, or you can say, this is amazing. I am becoming stronger. I am becoming faster. I am working towards being a better version of me right now. What are you going to choose? How are you going to show up for yourself for the next 30 seconds of this second minute? We are halfway through your final 3 minute stretch. You need to show yourself right now what you are made of. We are 2 minutes into this 3 minute segment. This final minute is all about you. It is, what are you made of? It is, how are you showing up for yourself? It is, what is that voice telling you? Pumping your arms forward, focusing on what you can control, and making the most of this next 45 seconds before we get a nice bout of rest. You are so close to the end of this workout, you can taste it. Let's go!
Not getting any sleep, trying to read the signs. I don't know how much more I can take, how much longer I can wait before I lose my mind.
We got 15 seconds left. What are you doing with the next 15 seconds? It is gonna pass no matter what your attitude is and no matter what you are doing. We get a rest in 10. Let's go. my God, amazing job. Taking in a deep, deep breath in through your nose, exhaling through your mouth. Focusing on bringing that heart rate back down and preparing yourself for the next stretch of this workout. It is the final stretch, and it is what I call the victory lap. It is 2 1-minute segments, and these really are all in your head. You already have done plenty of minutes, and you know you can do this. If you are not jogging yet, now is the time to start jogging. We're halfway through this minute of rest before we take off on our first 1 minute all out sprint. That's what we're doing. For 1 minute, it is getting left out there. Whatever you have in you is going out. We're taking off in 10, mentally preparing ourselves and reminding ourselves there is 2 minutes of work left. 2 minutes of work left, and you get a minute of rest in between those 2 minutes. We're taking off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Let's go. Throwing it down, showing yourself what you're made of. It is 1 minute of your life, and you get to choose how you show up for it. You can be present for every single stride, and you can believe in yourself for every single stride. You are carrying yourself across this finish line. I believe in you. Do you believe in you? Let's go. You are 30 seconds in. This minute, where are you? Are you in your head or are you in this minute? Are you leaving it all out there? Are you all out right now because you are getting another rest? In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, this is our final minute of rest before we head into our cool down, or our next minute sprint and then our cool down. Taking deep breaths, controlling that heart rate, and treating the next minute as your victory lap. If you are not currently jogging, now is the time to start jogging. Finding yourself for this next minute and believing in yourself is what it's all about. This is all mental. It's not physical. It is 1 minute. We're taking off in 15 seconds. We're taking off in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All out for this minute. If you have anything left, it is now time to spend it. Let's go. We are throwing it down. We are showing up for ourselves, and we are remembering how freaking strong we are. You have been building strength this entire workout. You have been building speed this entire workout. You need to believe in yourself right now, and you need to hang on for the next 30 seconds. Focus on what you can control. Focus on pumping those arms forward. Focus on driving those knees. Believe in yourself and trust your body to get you across this finish line. You have 20 seconds left. We have 10 seconds left. It is now time to find your final gear. If you are not all out sprinting right now, ask yourself why for 3, 2, 1. Woo! Amazing, amazing job. Throwing your arms up above your head, taking really deep breaths in and out, filling up your belly. We are into the cool down, giving our body thanks for what it just did and being so proud of the strength we just showed. Whether you hit your paces every segment or you struggled finding your pace, you did it and you made it here, and that is what matters. You showed up for yourself today. you are putting in the work, and even when it doesn't feel like it is paying off, it is. You are going to reap the rewards in the spring during your race, and you just need to trust that. If you are not jogging, now is the time to go ahead and start jogging. And remember, our cool down is a time for us to decompress from the workout and reflect on it. Think about the things you did well. Even if they are things like, I stayed more positive, I stayed 1% more positive, that's great. Focus on the areas of that workout that you just absolutely crushed and be grateful for them. As we continue jogging forward, we also take time to reflect on where we could have done better. And typically where I think we can do better is our attitude. You can't always control the pace. You can't always control how your body feels. Sometimes we have off days, and that's okay, but we can always control how we respond to it. We can always control that voice inside our head and either letting it continue to speak negatively or forcing it to become more positive. We choose what that voice says. Continuing your cool down jog, this final song is just for you. Be with yourself, reconnect to yourself, be so damn proud of yourself because you did it, you made it. Enjoy the next 3 minutes.
If I wanted to know who you were hanging with while I was gone, I would have asked you. It's the kind of cold, fogs up windshield glass, but I felt it when I passed you. There's an ache in you, put there by the ache in me. But if it's all the same to you, it's the same to me. So we could call it even. You could call me babe for the weekend. 'Tis the damn season right this time. I'm staying at my parents' house. And the road now I'm taking looks real good now. And it always leads to you.
as always, thank you so much for showing up for yourself today and for being here. I am so incredibly proud of you. And if you enjoyed this run, please, please share with us on Instagram with the hashtag ChargeRunClub and let me know of any feedback you have. Have an amazing rest of your day.